for us in the future. What else he has got to do with us, to be able to hear him, to be able to walk with him, to be able to fulfill all the things he's got for us. That's why everything about the discipled life is the life where we hear what the Lord says to us through the scriptures, by the Spirit, and then respond to it, believe it, and walk in it. I just want to underscore that for that reason, is that by the time Mary comes to this moment, it's part of her practice. It's part of who she is as a person. She is walking with the Lord. She is hearing what he has said in his scriptures, in his word, and she's walking faithfully by obedience. And that's why you hear the sound of Gabriel. Hey, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. You are blessed. Can anybody say that about themselves? Does that have to do with you? Are you highly favored? Are you somebody who can say, the Lord is with me? And are you somebody who is blessed? So the church, for so often, we've had two responses across the spectrum of denominations. There are those who have so highly exalted Mary that you can barely recognize her. She's almost a deity. And because of it, there's another extreme over here. We don't want to talk about her at all. And what I want to say to you is that she is the astounding yes of Scripture. She is the woman the Lord has called to come to this moment. And there, the angel Gabriel, the way he says this is extraordinary. Verse 30 of chapter 1. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And what you've got here is the sound of the prophecies of old. Back in Isaiah 7, this is exactly how it says to the prophet Isaiah, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. A virgin's going to come. She's going to bear a child. The child is going to be called God with us. Mary is now hearing, she be the one. This prophecy come alive. It's about her. And then second, it's about the baby. Because this baby, for unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born. And the government will rest upon his shoulder. His name will be called Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will sit upon the throne of David to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. His kingdom shall have no end. That's the boy. This is the woman. This is the moment. And she was ready for it because she lived a life where she listened, she believed, and she obeyed. Now, I have to tell you something. It's very clear to me. She did not understand what the angel said. I can assure it only because nobody ever has. To understand the nature of God Almighty, the infinite, the incomprehensible, the all-wise God, suddenly coming into a womb of complete insignificance, of complete humility, that God would become incarnate, the Word become flesh. It's a mystery beyond mysteries. Do you have to understand what the Lord is saying to you in order to obey it? Or do you believe what he is saying and obey it, whether you get it or not? He leaps beyond our understanding. This is the courageous moment of Mary. She is able to, she doesn't understand what he has said. None of us ever have. The incarnation is beyond our understanding. It's only meant to worship him all the more. I think for all eternity, as we behold the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world, we shall fall before him because he has deigned by the Father's right, by the work of the Spirit, he has deigned to become one of us. Unbelievable news, one of us, to know our suffering, to know our pain, to know us. And it started by being right there in the tiniest cell into her womb. Nor does she know how it's going to happen. She said, just tactically, she's a virgin. How is she going to conceive? She can't conceive. How she's going to conceive? How is this going to happen? I'm a virgin. And so he says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And the child to be born inside of you will be called Holy, the Son of God. And so what does she do? She does the pattern she's always known. She hears, she believes, she obeys. The most powerful words of New Testament. Son. I think Mary sometimes, she has, my wife used to say, she has the second biggest yes of all time. Jesus in the garden takes the first prize. Father, not my will, but yours be done. That is the yes that changed the world when he went to the cross and became the Lamb of God and said, yes, Father, because he heard, he believed, he obeyed. But this yes belongs to Mary, where she says, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it to me according to your word. Do you know that that is cost, my friends? Do you know what the cost of following Jesus means? Do you realize that this means she's not marrying Joseph? Do you realize that? This means the marriage is off. Do you realize all the dreams and hopes of a young 14-year-old girl are gone with this yes? Do you realize the public shame she's going to endure by announcing that she is impregnated and it's not Joseph to whom she's betrothed? Do you know the isolation she's going to face? Like a leper being tossed out of the camp, outside the camp, called unclean. Do you know what her yes costs? I'll never forget some years ago, a teenage young girl, sophomore in high school, came to me after church. She had what was huge in those days. Somebody tell me if it's huge in these days. I just don't know. She had a silver ring on her hand. A silver ring saying, I'm saving myself to honor the Lord and to honor my future husband. That's crazy thinking today. We've lost all sense of morals in this culture. To be able to follow Jesus and to obey the word of God, you'll be called crazy. We are called crazy. This is why most Christians in our country are saying, I hear it and I believe it, but I'm going with the culture. I'm compromising it. That's not yes. To follow Jesus costs. And the worse it gets in our culture, the more the moral decline goes down. To be able to confess Jesus, to watch these seven people stand up and say, yes, I repent of my sin, I turn and put my faith in Christ. That publicly is going to be something that we're going to find persecution in the days ahead. We already are seeing it. A culture that's lawless and doesn't even know what's right and what's wrong and can't discern. But she said yes. Oh, yeah, she said yes. Behold, be it unto me according to your word. Is that you? See, this is the whole point of this. And this is the drive behind this text. Is that when you hear and when you believe and when you obey and do what the Lord has called you to do and to live for Christ, to live your life for Jesus, what that is as a result is the phrase, you, dear friend, are highly favored. You, dear friend, the Lord is with you. You, dear friend, are blessed of the Lord. That's where the blessed comes. When she says in the Magnificat, when she says the words that from now on, verse 40, 48, from behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Blessed because she said yes, and blessed because she followed the pattern and would model for us, just as Elizabeth models it for us right after. Elizabeth, too. Elizabeth follows the same pattern. She has before and she is now. Just the sound of Mary's greeting and the baby prophet leaps for joy in her womb. Mothers, how do you think that would felt like? Could you imagine that? This little baby, the little prophet is starting to speak. And we knew this was going to happen. The angel had said to Zechariah way beforehand, he said in verse 15 of chapter 1, John the Baptist will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And that's exactly what happened. The sound of Mary's greeting came into Elizabeth's ear, and the baby leapt for joy. And the scripture says she was filled, John the Baptist was filled with a person of God, the Holy Spirit. And she, Elizabeth, becomes a prophet of the Old Testament. She stands in the line of the prophets, for she turns to Mary and she says these words to her in verse 42, blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And then she gives the revelation that is, oh, I wish I could, I know, I just, I come to these moments and it's like, It's like literally talking about the incomprehensible. Listen to the words and what she says. Listen to the humility of this in verse 43, and listen to the profound nature of this statement. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She already knows that that baby in the womb is the Lord. Do you know how inconceivable this is? For those of you who are steeped in Scripture, you will know this is Jesus' final arguments with the Pharisees, Sadducees, and religious leaders. He asks them, and this ends all arguments. He says, how is it, David, by the Holy Spirit, in Psalm 110, called him Lord, called Messiah Lord, and yet he is David's son? How can he be son and yet be Lord? And they had no idea how to answer the question. Well, I should have recommended they go to Elizabeth. She got it. She says to Mary, how is it? Look at the humility. How is it that mother of my Lord would come to me? The humility here, teaching all of us the same. And then comes the final phrase. I want you to see this. She defines it for us in verse 45. Elizabeth says, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And there it is, the connection. The blessing comes upon those who hear, and in hearing, believe, and in believing, obey. That's why I wanted you to hear from Romans 4, 1 to 8. It's the same sound of Abraham. Abraham had the same thing. He's going to bear a son. Sarah's going to bear a son. They're 100 years old. It's not possible. And the Lord said, but this is the way it is. And Abraham believed. Didn't understand it, but Abraham believed. And it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Mary believed, and it was reckoned to her as righteousness. And Elizabeth sees it and said, you're blessed because you heard, you believed, and you obeyed. Does that make sense to you? Are you with me? All right, well, I'm just going to do one more thing. I want you to go to Luke chapter 11. I want you to see this in live color, because I'm telling you, this has to do with you, how you perceive yourself, how you understand self-awareness, the very essence of who you are as a person. This woman in chapter 11, verses 27, 28 of Luke chapter 11, this woman comes out and raises her voice in the crowd, and she says, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed. Blessed is Mary, that's what she's saying. Blessed is the womb that bore you, the breast that nursed you. Blessed is she. And look what Jesus says in response in verse 28. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed rather. He's taking the focus on the essence of what Mary did for us. Mary modeled something for us. She modeled the pattern to believe, to hear, to believe, and to obey. And so when the woman cries out, blessed is your mom, he says, yeah, but rather blessed are those who hear and do it and obey. They're the ones blessed of my father. They're the ones. Why is that? Because that's exactly what Mary did. She was blessed because that's who she is. That was the pattern given to her. Does that make sense to you? And so if that's true, when the angel Gabriel comes and says to Mary at the very beginning, hail, thou that art highly favored, can you look in the mirror and say, hey, I am highly favored? Are you with me? Did I lose you? Can you imagine that? Do you feel highly favored? Does she feel highly favored? And yet that is the blessing of how the Lord sees you when you hear him and follow him, no matter the cost. He sees you as highly favored, whether you see you as highly favored or not. That's how he sees you. He sees you as, I am with you. And he calls you blessed. Oh, I think we hear so many things from the culture today. Culture is so loud in our ears. There's all kinds of of people just trying to find their identity, trying to find out who they are. And if we would just hear the word of the Lord to us and say, Lord Jesus, I receive you into my life and I want to follow you. I want to do what you're calling me to do. I want to live for Christ in my life. I want to break from the culture of this world. I don't want to compromise with the world anymore. I'm going to walk with Jesus. And if people laugh at me, let them laugh at me. I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm not going to compromise. These are the ones the Lord calls blessed. Hey, you, highly favored. Hey, you, the Lord's with you. Hey, you, you are blessed among men. You are blessed among women. This is what Mary taught us. It's what Elizabeth taught us. It's what the scriptures teach us. And so I beg of you to ask today as the seven come forward, we're going to just have public confession. We're going to stand the ancient creed that was spoken. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. I believe in the salvation given to me. We're going to state it together as a family. But it makes a difference of how you walk from this place and go out there. Are you living it? Are you shouting it? Are you walking it? That's the key behind it. Does that make sense to you? And so that's why you're hearing the sound all across America where people are coming up and saying, it is time to follow Jesus. I watched a little video this past week on a college campus. It was amazing to watch college students coming up and saying, we are going to walk with Jesus today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to follow in his ways. And it was like a little revival on a Florida campus. It was actually the Gators, if you can believe that. Father in heaven, I pray that for us, each of us. I pray that you would give us, by your Holy Spirit, insight where we're compromising with you, where we're not walking faithfully with you, where we're choosing the things of the world, the ways of the world, the morals of the world, and not following you. And we pray by the grace and power of your Holy Spirit, you would wash us and cleanse us. Pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be honored here in our midst, that we'd be known as a family in which, with reverence and awe and worship, we would be a people that listened to you, believed you, and walked with you. That we might be to the praise and glory of your name, and as a church family, we might have many people come to know you who are lost without you. Thank you for pronouncing over us such words as highly favored, that you are with us, and that because of you, we are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Will the seven confirmands please